Harborview runs a handful of primary care clinics on its First Hill campus, including obstetrics, pediatrics, and family medicine. Hospital officials say they haven't decided what changes, if any, they want to make to those clinics. But staffers say the administration left little doubt of their plans in internal meetings. They say Harborview wants to shut the services down, possibly moving them to neighborhood clinics. Nurse Nancy Douglas says patients struggling with poverty and addiction won't get the same level of care there.
They need people that are specialized in taking care of that population. Who else wants to do that, too? Seriously, does your average community clinic want to take in some of the patients that we do that we specialize and love to take care of? No.
Douglas joined a dozen or so staffers bringing concerns to the Board of Trustees. They appealed for a voice in the process, and they said the uncertainty has walloped morale.
There's quite a few people quitting. In fact, I'm even one of them.
Douglas works with high-risk pregnancies, but says she's starting a new job next month. She says the insecurity hanging over her head was just too much. But she says it's worse for, say, a pregnant woman just starting her prenatal care.
At the end of their pregnancy, when they need us the most, they're going to have to go somewhere else, and there's been no planning with us.
UW Medicine operates the clinics and say they don't want to talk publicly before there's an actual plan. But Harborview Executive Director Eileen Whalen sought to reassure people.
I appreciate the sentiment that was heard today, but Harborview has no intention of discontinuing services to our mission population.
That still leaves a lot of options, says former Chief of Pediatrics Abraham Bergman. He says there's a case to be made for getting primary care out into the neighborhoods, but he says Harborview is fumbling the transition.
It needs to be carefully assessed. You know, the other clinics need to be consulted, and what is their capacity? And that's why this ham-fisted approach at Harborview to say, well, out before there's been discussion of alternatives is nuts.
Several staffers say they were told the decision could be made within 2 months, but a hospital spokeswoman says there's no timeline for finalizing the plan. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.